every single week is not going to be perfect for any team throughout the spring sports season. And the Prescott Cardinals girls softball team found that out this past week, going 1-2 against some very stiff competition. The Cardinals beat one of the top teams in the conference, Somerset, before falling to the Spartans later in the week, and then dropping a tough game to one of the top teams in the state of Wisconsin, Grantsburg, on Friday. The Cardinals know that all three games were winnable. It's all about putting their full game together. Head coach Nick Johnson has an update.
Yeah, I mean, we played Somerset last Tuesday at home and played a great game. We beat them 6-2, pitched well, played good defense, hit well, had some timely key hits, and we really rolled that game. We played a sound game, and then we turn around and we go to Somerset Thursday, and it was kind of the opposite, where we didn't pitch the best, we didn't hit, we had some big errors, and it was kind of a top of a 180 from Tuesday to Thursday. That was it. And again, Somerset's very good. You know, Somerset was probably going to be picking winner conference this year with their team returning most everybody who went to state last year and returning their really good pitcher. But and then Friday we go up to Grantsburg, who's ranked number one in D4 in the state. Definitely a winnable game, and we didn't hit the ball. We got to find ways to beat good teams and find ways to beat good pitching, and we just didn't do it the last couple games. And we're going to learn from it and get better. And like you mentioned, we have to win those games come playoff times, because that's the type of teams we're going to face come that playoff stretch will be.
Though the Cardinals went 1-2 on the week, a couple of kids really had good weeks at the plate.
Well, I think Leah and Rory have been outstanding as our 3-4 hitters. Sure, they've had a couple hiccups there in those games, but consistently they've been very good. Kelsey's been very good consistently. Ella's been steady for us as a pitcher. She's only had a couple bad innings out of almost 30 innings. She's doing everything she can to keep us in games and win games, so she's been outstanding. Gabby Matz came in against Somerset up there to keep us in the game on the mound. She was outstanding. But we just need more production from other people. That's the bottom line. We can't rely on 3-4 hitters every game. We've got to have some girls step up, and it's got to be soon, because what's happening is we're just getting to a point in our lineup where we've just got some holes in it right now, and it shouldn't be that way. We're very confident in the girls' ability to hit the ball and get on base, and we're just in a little slump, and we're going to turn it around. We know we will.
The Cardinals are scheduled for two games against Altoona this week, and then Northwestern comes to town. But we also know Mother Nature's going to make some noise as well.
Yeah, well, spring sports, so you got to get used to that. We are used to that the last few seasons with our schedule and the weather and stuff like that. But Altoona's a good team. I mean, Altoona's one of those teams where they're 3-1 in conference. We know they returned two outstanding players, one Division I players, and right now, you know, they're tied for second in their league, and we kind of figured they'd be top four, top five in the conference coming into it, so they're going to be a tough team. You got Northwestern, who's probably the heavy favorite to go to a sectional final out of the north, and we played them last year up there, and they returned their catcher and their pitcher, and they were very good as sophomores, so we know they'll be better this year. So it's a big, big week, and we know we can't afford any more slip-ups in the conference if we want to go compete for that conference championship. So we got to weather the storm. We got to get back to how we played a week ago, and it's kind of crazy to think, you know, it's only been 1 week was outstanding, the next week was what's going on. But we'll get her fixed. We'll turn it around, and hopefully that's going to be tomorrow or Thursday, depending on the weather.
Stay tuned for more on the Cardinals softball team throughout the week.